Sault Ste. Marie MP Terry Sheehan has announced nearly $750,000 in federal funding for various Indigenous-led projects aimed at protecting freshwater ecosystems in the region. Sheehan was joined by Garden River First Nation Chief Karen Bell to announce the funding during a media opportunity held at the community's band office Wednesday morning. "It made perfect sense to partner with some great initiatives that are already happening on these First Nations," said Sheehan. "This money today just helps leverage the knowledge and the work that's already being done in places like Garden River." In all, Garden River First Nation has received $422,990 to help fund Kitigansibi Aki Guardians, a two-year project focused on protecting the St. Mary's River, with the remaining funding earmarked for species at risk studies and other environmental stewardship projects on reserve. "It's really exciting for me to be getting these funds to be able to hire more people from our community to work with us over in the Lands Department," said Aaron Jones, Fish and Wildlife Coordinator for the Garden River First Nation Lands and Resources Department. "This increases our staff capacity, this increases our level of equipment that we can buy." Jones would like to see contract positions created with a portion of the funding, in addition to the acquisition of vehicles and equipment needed to do work in more remote locations on reserve. "This funding allows us to purchase much-needed equipment for us to be able to get out onto the land, to be able to do the surveys that we need to do, and to be able to patrol the land that we need to get to," he said. Here's a breakdown of Wednesday's funding announcement. $71,590 to Garden River First Nation through the Indigenous Partnerships for Species at Risk, formerly known as Aboriginal Fund for Species at Risk, for the Kitigansibi Species at Risk Indigenous Knowledge Study, which involved habitat assessments and a management plan to protect species at risk on reserve lands near Sault Ste. Marie. $39,636 to Missinabi Cree First Nation through the Indigenous Partnerships for Species at Risk for the Monitoring and Recovery of Little Brown Bat and Northern Long-Eared Bat Project, which monitored and supported the recovery of these at-risk species in Northern Ontario's boreal forests. $50,000 to Garden River First Nation through Indigenous Guardians funding under the Enhanced Nature Legacy, Indigenous Conservation for the Kitigansibi Guardian Initiative Project 2022. This project employed community members to protect culturally significant areas, develop patrol routes, and advance environmental stewardship initiatives. $120,000 to Nordic Institute through the Great Lakes Freshwater Ecosystem Initiative for community-based monitoring in the Northern Great Lakes, a citizen science project that tracks water quality in Lake Superior and Northern Lake Huron to ensure safer and cleaner water. $75,000 to Batchewana First Nation of Ojibways under the Great Lakes Freshwater Ecosystem Initiative for St. Mary's River Area of Concern Engagement and Whitefish Island Fish Habitat Improvement, supporting restoration, remediation and sediment management in the St. Mary's River. $90,000 to Algoma University under the Great Lakes Freshwater Ecosystem Initiative to coordinate local efforts and community engagement for the Remedial Action Plan for the St. Mary's River, targeting environmental issues impacting fish and wildlife. $301,400 to Garden River First Nation for the Kitigansibi Aki Guardians. This two-year project focuses on protecting the St. Mary's River through capacity building, invasive species management, and ongoing environmental monitoring.